That rooster crow can only mean one thing. It is Saturday morning, and you are tuned in to Rosie on the House in our 8 o'clock hour, our outdoor living hour. Walk around back here and see who we have in the yard for you, the Arizona homeowner, to call in and get your questions answered at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923. And if you have plant or insect identification you'd like some help with, you can email pictures or short videos to info@rosieonthehouse.com. It looks like we have Mr. John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. He's shimmying down the tree right now. We'll wait for him to get his microphone potted on and turned up to see what he has for us this morning.
Man, oh man, I remember shimmying up those big old palm trees for many, many years. And a friend asked me yesterday, "So, are you still climbing?" I said, "Yeah, I am. I am. But I do it more out of enjoyment rather than need. It definitely is a young man's game. And I'm in my 60s now, and my wife is saying no, no more of that. I actually did our own palm trees last year because my crews were so busy." I couldn't even get my own crews to come out and fit them into their schedule. So she took a picture of me up in the palm, and I said, "This may be my last time. We'll see." But yeah, it's a lot of fun trimming trees, and as long as I'm still healthy, I still like to get up in the branches and do a little pruning from time to time. And I got to show those young bucks that the old man still has it.
You know?
Someone said often our mind is writing checks that our body can't cash. And I'm kind of almost at that age right now where I'm not sure I should be doing some of the things that I think I can do. I remember when I was very young, I used to do a lot of rock climbing. And there was this one place on Camelback Mountain where we used to go up and as high schoolers and climb these crazy climbs that had a lot of exposure. And we'd just go climbing up there, even climbing past guys who were bolted into the rock, and we'd just free climb past these guys. And after I was married and had a couple of kids, I went up to one of these old climbs. I was just up there on a hike, decided I would try one of these old climbs that I'd done. I got about halfway up, and I said, no.
You started getting the sweaty palms.
That's right. And at the age I'm at right now, there are some things I'm just saying, I think I just don't want to do this like I used to, so... Yeah.
So you're here in studio talking trees. Where are we starting?
Well, we're starting with our monthly tree tips in February. We've got a lot of things going on. As the soil temperatures start to rise and plants are starting to grow a little more aggressively, you'll see your deciduous trees starting to break dormancy, putting on some new leaves. It's a great time to be fertilizing, especially your citrus. You know, we talk about fertilizing citrus three or four times a year, and we sometimes mark those three times reminders by fertilizing in Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. Well, Valentine's Day, of course, is coming up this week, so it's a good time kind of to mark it on your calendar, those three holidays, Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, and or any time 30 days beyond any of those days. It's a great time to be fertilizing, citrus especially. But also all other trees that require fertilization, any of your flowering trees and shrubs, it's a great time to be fertilizing. Also, bugs, as plants are growing, insects start, populations start to increase. And it's a good time to be doing some preventative spraying for a lot of psyllids, for aphids, from other insects, caterpillars that are getting into the tachomas and some of the other plants. You'll start to see that activity increase. So good time to be beating the bugs to the bite, as we say. Also, something that we've been doing a little bit more of, Sarah Maitland, our plant healthcare director, has been doing some spraying of plant growth regulators to help control seed pod development. And it's a wonderful product. It's basically a hormone, and it tricks the plant into not producing fruit. And they've been using these PGRs on olives for years to suppress the fruit development, so people don't have these messy olives dropping all over. But it's also effective on mesquites and on some other legumes that produce a pod. And so if you can spray them at the right time of year when they're in bloom, you can reduce or drastically reduce or sometimes eliminate the seed pod production.
And say that word again, legume?
Legumes.
That's a variety of tree that produces beans?
Beans, you
bean
got that
producing
right.
Trees?
That's right.
Are called legumes?
Legumes, yep.
How do you know how to spell
yes,
that?
Yes, L-E-G-U-M-E-S, legumes.
L-E-G.
L-E-G-U-M-E.
U-M-E.
Is a legume, yes.
Got
and
it.
They are seed-producing plants, and there's a lot of those around. Now,
the Texas ebony fall into that?
I think they do. Well, I was talking to Sarah about that the other day. The products are labeled for certain types of trees, and it's not real specific sometimes on specific tree varieties. So we are doing some investigative work, actually spraying and testing some trees out. And we're not going to be bringing those services to our customers until we have some real good evidence coming back. The products have just expanded the label, so it's just made these products available for spraying for these other types of trees. So we're really excited about the potential for being able to help our homeowners not have to pick up all those seed pods for 5 months while they're dropping. So that's pretty cool. Good time to be spraying those PGRs. So get in touch with Integrity Tree Service and talk to Sarah Maitland. She can give you the lowdown. She's our onboard scientist and specialist, and she does a lot of great work for us. So give us a call, and she can give you the lowdown.
One of those few people that, when you're talking scientists, also has personality and social skills.
She has. She's wonderful. Yeah, she really gets down and dirty. She's no stranger to hard work. I see her down underneath trees doing manual root collar excavations, and she's just an amazingly hardworking gal, and we feel privileged to have her on board. I also wanted to introduce this week a tree hack of the month, a tip.
Oh, we're good at hacks.
We are good at hacks.
Chainsaws, Corona saws, our hand saws, our clippers.
Great hackers. A hack being a tip or a secret to kind of do something a little more easily and to do it better. The hack of the month this month is dealing with planting at the proper depth of soil. Because this is the ideal time of year to be planting trees and shrubs, I want to just encourage everyone to remember not to plant your plant too deep. What happens is the soil covers the root ball and actually pushes those roots too deep in the soil profile, so there's not enough available oxygen for root cell metabolism to take place in the roots. Once that process is stopped or slows down, the tree will either die or the plant will either die or it will languish in the soil for many years. We've seen trees that are just planted too deep that would have done much better if they just had a little bit of oxygen. We've done a root collar excavation, dug down until we find the root collar, that is that root flare where the trunk starts to flare out and become roots. We dig down and find that root collar, and then we excavate the soil out to a depth, at least the width of the original planting container, maybe a little further if we can, and then gradually taper the slope up to the surrounding grade and remove all that excess soil that was above the trees. And we've had trees that sat there for years doing nothing. All of a sudden, boom, you get a new lease on life and they take off. If you are planting for the first time, we actually encourage you to plant a tree slightly proud in the soil, that is an inch or two above grade, because the planting medium is usually quite light textured, and that will allow for a little bit of settling over time. And it'll also, if the tree is always kept a little bit above grade, you'll never have that risk of soil migrating down around the base of the tree and causing that lack of oxygen.
It's easier to build up than dig down.
That's right. That's right. And you don't want to have it 4 or 5 inches above grade so that the planting material, the root ball is sticking out of the soil, but you want to have it right at grade or slightly above to allow for settling over time, and you'll have a really successful tree or a plant going forward.
So when you dig that hole, do you dig past the depth you're going to plant, put a couple inches of soil in, and then put your plant on top to elevate it?
No, generally not. You want to measure this from the top of the soil to the bottom of the container. Not the top of the container. You want to measure from the top of the
soil in the container.
Where the soil in the container down to the bottom, and get an exact measurement with a ruler, and then actually dig your hole precisely that depth. If you go deeper, then you've have the problem of that tree eventually over time settling down into that loosened soil that's at the bottom of the planting pit. So you want to make sure it's never any deeper than that. That'll always assure that tree's going to sit right there forever. And then the roots can move out laterally into the native soil, and it'll be a solid tree.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We've got several lines waiting and a couple empty we'll get to after our break, but now's a perfect opportunity to get online. 1-888-767-4348 if you have your tree questions. So our tree hack of this week was don't plant too deep.
Don't plant too deep. Yeah. Keep those plants high and dry, we say.
High and dry.
Yeah.
I like that. You've got a lot of good one-liners. High and dry, going gaga. What before the bite?
Beat the bugs to the bite.
Beat the bugs to the bite. Do y'all have brainstorming sessions to come up with all these?
that's all Sarah. Yeah, she's a great mind, and we have a lot of fun.
Excellent. Yeah, you bet. All right, well, it's Rosie on the house. You can also text questions to 411-923 or email pictures or short video clips if you need help with plant identification to info@rosieonthehouse.com.